All right, everyone. Welcome to Revival Town Podcast. I'm Chuck Tate. That's Andy King.
How you doing, mate?
I'm doing good because this is a special edition podcast.
Oh, man. We thought, let's just do something different.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we have all these different folks on from all over the globe. But, you know, having someone that appreciates us.
Right. You know what? We decided to bring in not only a fan of Revival Town Podcast, but a super fan.
Super fan.
So we want to introduce to you right now, Susan Woodkey. Susan, welcome to Revival Town.
Thank you.
So does it feel weird because you listen, you watch every single week? Sometimes you listen to the same episode twice.
I have, sure.
Right? You probably know, not probably, you know Tate and his mate Words better than I do.
I do. Now, there's been a couple I didn't know.
And what's crazy is Susan is an avid British TV fan as well.
Right.
We got so, BritBox now.
See, BritBox, huh?
And she even submits words to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's been a few where I was like, yeah, I haven't used that. And later on, she may be throwing one at you.
Okay. Ah. Wow, this is cool. Well, something you don't know, Andy, is her and her husband, Mark, just celebrated 25 years of marriage. Happy anniversary to you. You guys.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Brilliant. Wild. Oh, I had my hands full. Sorry. There we go.
But yeah, we're do something different today.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, we've done it in the past. Remember, we had Nicole on with her son because they're super fans as well.
Right.
Nicole
right.
Jackson and Tripp.
Yep.
But we were in here and we're like, we need to do something a bit different. And you serve here at Rock Church.
Yes.
You know, do a lot of things, but you're getting ready for an event tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Ladies' tea tomorrow morning. And so I'm actually just here.
You're serving.
You're helping.
We came and grabbed you and said, we're going to do something different today. We want you on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you are kind of hesitant.
I'm very hesitant.
Are you freaked out right now?
Isn't this great?
I am.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we've had 3 years of experience doing this.
And we still don't know what we're doing.
We still don't know what we're doing. But we actually have a new setup today, too, thanks to...
Yeah, I just showed the... look up there. We can wave at the camera, Chuck, if you want to.
Hey,
there
we go.
Lie on it.
bit of a new setup that we've got.
Yeah, and we remodeled the office here.
It's beautiful, right?
It's great.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we thought...
Big things happening.
Yeah.
Good things are happening.
Yep.
Yeah, Rock Church is doing good, mate. You know,
exciting times.
It is. It really is.
We're adding an additional service next weekend.
Tell everyone about when you're doing it and why.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are returning to a Saturday service, something we haven't done since COVID. But the original reason why we even began a Saturday service was because I had coffee with the former pastor of Northwoods Community Church, your home church, which is now pastored by Pastor Cal's son, John, who we've had on the podcast.
Yeah.
But his father, Cal, who was the pastor for decades, I had coffee one time because we were navigating some growth issues. Our facility isn't large, and we had already had 2 Sunday morning services, and we had tried a 3rd Sunday morning, and that was hard. We tried a Sunday afternoon at 4:00, and that was really hard to come back after having lunch. And anyway, long story short, before we even branched out.
It's all about lunch.
Yes. I sat down with Cal, and he asked me a question. He said, what is your greatest limitation? What is Rock Church's greatest limitation? And I answered right away, and I said, our facility. Mm. And he said, never allow your shoe to determine how big your foot is going to grow.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So he said this, have you considered doing Saturdays? At that time, Northwoods even had a Saturday service.
Yes.
And I, at that time, I said, well, we really have, but And he said this. So you mean to tell me you have people in your community going to hell because you don't have room for them? I said, we're actually starting a Saturday service now. No, but we did. We started it shortly thereafter, and we did it for years until COVID hit. And then post-COVID, we, like many other churches, our attendance had been significantly impacted by that.
Yeah.
But long story short, we're growing again. We're moving. We've had some momentum. And now we're out of room on Sundays. So once you hit that 80% capacity, you will stop growing if you don't make room for growth. Mm-hmm. It's the whole fishbowl analogy. So we are adding a Saturday service again beginning next weekend.
But you didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
Wait, what was your question?
Well, the specific date that you're starting.
Because that's what I thought that was going to be about.
That's what you, I thought you had the whole story behind it.
I didn't want to know the whole story behind it.
And I already know it.
May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Saturday strikes back.
Saturday strikes back. Look.
Yes. Saturday strikes back.
Brilliant.
May the 4th be with you.
That's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. So
there you go. So you're going to start that next week?
Start that next week. And a lot of stuff is happening, including a ladies' tea tomorrow, which Susan is here serving with some other ladies at the church. And we're so grateful for her. And her husband's been a part of our worship team for years. He is one of the most incredible guitarists in the entire area.
He really is.
Gifted, brilliant, and... So he's got something going on with his hands. So we can't play right now. So we got to pray that that God will heal his hands so we can get him back on the stage. We love Mark and Susan, Annette and I. They have blessed us. They're just a blessing to us personally and to the church. And Mark makes the very best dip you will ever dip a chip into.
Well, you got to explain what it is.
He wants to bring some up. When I do the lemon drizzle, okay?
Oh, okay.
He wants to bring the
real reason why Susan's on is because she's promising all this food.
Oh, my goodness. She makes crack brownies. We call them crack brownies because once you eat one, you cannot get enough of them. Oh, and then she makes these pumpkin bars that are to die for that are unbelievable. Yeah. But then, a few months ago, you made some cherry bars for us. That did it for me. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? This is hands down my favorite thing that you make. I like it all, but these cherry bars are incredible. So, yeah, Susan is a gifted pastry chef. She makes all the goodies. And with that, with Mark's dip, I mean...
Man, what a combination.
Yeah, so we've done some cookouts at their house, and he makes some great burgers.
That's why they keep us around.
Right, So explain the dip, though, because he even makes the jalapenos.
Well, no, it's not jalapenos. It's like, I don't know what they are, though. Long red peppers.
Yeah, that's right.
It might be a chili or a Chinese pepper. And habaneros.
Okay.
I think it's those, the orange ones. But he grew them, and then now they're in the freezer, and so he uses those.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to try that. Now, it is wrecking your pastor's jogging plan and exercise plan with all this food.
Right.
You know, trying to keep you accountable, but that's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It's motivating. Motivating me. If I don't.
Yeah. I have the cherry pie bar out on the stick.
Man. I feel the anointing all of a sudden. This is going to be an anointed podcast. We should be partaking of these goods as we are having this conversation. That's the only thing that can make it better. But no, if I knew you were going
to have me come in, I wouldn't make something.
Okay, so let's go to... Well, before we get into the podcast, one of Susan's favorite shows is the British Bake Off.
Yeah, we love
that. So is that where you learn some of this stuff?
A lot of it.
Because it is different. Like the recipes over there in the UK are very different to here, even ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
So have you tried anything that they've done?
Oh, I'm not baking them.
Come on.
I'm going to because I'm going to make you a lemon drizzle cake.
Lemon drizzle cake.
But the words, we are always, with the phone now, we're always looking something up, like aubergine.
Right.
When you
right.
said that one, I knew it's eggplant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. Do you remember that one?
You remember?
Know, I've just realized something. I could start from what I've given you from day one, apart from plonker, and you will have no idea what these words are still.
Oh, you don't remember that?
I've got to say, you're right. No, I know. I chuffed. I would get that. There's a couple I might get.
And those who are listening who have no idea what we're talking about, at the end of the show, we always do a bit called Tate and His Mate, and that's where I will throw an English word or phrase or
rhyming Cockney slang.
It took you forever to say Cockney.
I know.
It was always Cockney.
I always said
every week.
I always said Cockney.
Yeah, you say Cockney quite
Cockney,
a bit.
Cockney, yeah.
Well, and so I throw a word at Tate, Mr. Tate, over there, or Pastor Tate. and he's got to try and...
It's Bishop now.
Okay. I have to call him Mr.
And he has to try and guess it. And so because Susan listens to so much British shows, and she has sent me words like, hey, you haven't done this one yet. I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to do that. So that's what we're talking about
it's so
when
sad.
We talk about that. But the British Bake Off...
is that your favorite British show?
Oh, well, I mean, we've been watching that for a long time, and then Netflix got it, and we had it on Discovery Net. But now we watch more like there's several cop shows that
Vera.
Were really good. Vera is awesome. Yeah. Shetland.
Yeah.
I almost like it better.
Yeah.
Now we're watching Lewis.
You got to get into all these. Lewis is good.
You got to watch, especially the comedies, because I have watched some stuff. And in Britain, man, they can cuss on TV.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
I mean, it's just regular TV, and are. So you got to kind of watch that. But the Bake Off.
The Bake Off's good. No, Vera's not too bad for that either, so that's good. So.
Yeah, Vera, I don't remember him swearing either.
I just saw that.
Now, I've heard, have you guys heard there's a British show? I don't know if you guys have heard of it or not. It's called The Crown.
Yeah. We watched it, though. We watched it after you guys were talking about
it. It's so good, though.
Yeah, I have actually.
We didn't think we would like it, but we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Downton Abbey is bringing a new one back.
I don't know about that.
Have you watched Down?
No, but I have a couple sisters that love it. Went and saw the movie. Kathleen's always telling me, oh, you should watch that.
It is good. It is good.
I mean, there's a soccer show, too, that's pretty popular.
Well,
what?
He's probably talking about Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, yeah.
You couldn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't get into that. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, it's a bit more different when it comes to the swearing and stuff.
Yeah.
But
parts of it were good.
Yeah. So, Revival Town, though, you obviously have been with us from day one.
Day one.
And you were telling me you would listen to it on Spotify, but then go and watch it on YouTube just so we would get the likes.
Well, yeah, but it's also fun to watch. All right, here's the thing. All right,
now we know. We have.
It sounds so pathetic.
We're getting close to 100,000 downloads. It's in the 90s.
Yeah.
But now we know that most of it is you.
You know.
Thank you.
Well, worse, I was doing, I was telling him I got Edify when you guys got on it. So I thought, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But I don't really go to it. Sometimes I'll go to it and I'll just, like, I'm going through the shows and like them so they. Have people watching.
Yeah.
But mostly I do on that's the Apple one, I guess.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Okay.
But YouTube, I like when, you know, when somebody's on, because that's fun to watch.
Yeah. So what is it that you like about Revival Town? Because obviously we're doing it. So, like, there's things that we enjoy doing, some things, you know, and we'll, we'll show the real side of it. There are some interviews that we do that we're like, that wasn't great, was it? but you know what? It's funny. We'll think that, and then someone will text or message us and say, that really spoke to me.
Yeah.
And so that's why we try and do as much of an array of speakers, musicians, people that come on.
Anyone who's making a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes in, you know, we've been around ministry our whole lives. We might hear a story that doesn't woo us, so to speak.
Right.
But it really, like you said, ministers to somebody's heart. And there's times where, you know, I present most every weekend. And there's times where I'm like, That message was an absolute train wreck.
No.
People tell me, don't worry, they tell me.
No, that never happens.
I was going to say, Chuck's that's what we're calling a lobby saying, man, that was rough. No,
but mate,
no,
it's, but no, it's not bad. It's not bad. 1 out of 4 is good.
Susan and I are going to switch places, and I'm going to lay on this couch.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to unleash.
And when did you start thinking you guys... that? Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, but I mean, it's like that for everybody. Where there's times where you think you do a poor job at something, and you know somebody else will say, hey, I love that.
Yeah, but what do you love about it?
Yeah.
Apart from it being your pasta.
Well, and you. You guys are... great. You're so, I mean, you tell your friends too. But
tell
you're
us
so
more. Tell
funny.
Us more.
Yeah, we love it. Come on.
Yeah,
I mean, what are the, I don't know, maybe what are the top 30 things you like about Andy?
Oh, man.
Let's narrow it down.
Yeah.
Let's not go crazy. 25.
This right here.
No. No, but I mean, the fact that you're into British humor and British television. Obviously, well, you love the British guy.
Well, and I'm not, you know, I don't know what to say about that. Because, I mean, it's not because there's a British guy on it.
Right, right.
You know.
Because you've been liking stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
British Bake Off and things like that.
So. Like that.
It's not just me.
Right. It's only since you and Roger, when Roger was on.
Yeah.
Roger Shank.
Roger King.
And we talked to him the very next week. Yeah. His was great too.
Yeah.
When we talked to him the next week, so he's telling us, "I go, yeah." And he said to get BritBox or Acorn. He goes, "I have them both."
Oh yeah,
yeah. He was one of the ones where I'm like, you know, that one wasn't that. No, I'm kidding.
No, it was good.
Hey, you know, it's funny. If I wasn't on, Susan wouldn't listen.
That's not true.
Because you're not getting it.
That's why I said we gotta do a podcast. No one's watching my podcast.
We need
to do a new one. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So what have been some of your faves?
Okay. There's so many of them, but this was very impromptu that I came in here to do this. So I'm
you weren't prepared.
No, not at all.
We just grabbed you.
We're going to do something different.
Yeah.
So it's like you guys did ask. Oh, I do have one story. You guys asked one time for you to do a voice message on the website and say how many people from Delirious were on. Have you had on? And two, tell us like your favorite thing. So for me, that was huge. I wrote something out. I looked him up. I had him, I think it's 7 yellow Delirious guys. And then the daughter, who's going to be on again.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, Ellie. Yeah.
But so I did
in
that.
In fact, Ellie's neighbor's coming on. Yeah,
so then I had it all ready and the bus driver. But they were all good, though.
Yeah.
Those guys were all good. So I had everything all written down, you know, and it was late one night. Mark didn't even know I'm out there. So I recorded the message to send to you guys, and then it didn't work. Because I texted Chuck, did you get my message? Because... But no, it didn't work.
Didn't it work one time or did it never work?
I don't know. You said you could see it was there, but that something was wrong with it, but whatever. But
hey,
so
we'll get you on.
Yeah.
We don't need a voice
now,
message.
Now you're the show.
From that, I can say my two favorite, Bill Allison, who we love anyway. You know, I just told him the other, I do this. Well, here's another thing from the shows I watch. I almost always, I'm not always, but almost always, I go to their, you know, I'm not real big on Facebook and stuff like that. I'm on it. So I don't do that, but I always look if they have a website.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually given to a couple things, you know, which is, of course, what you hope that people are doing.
Sure.
Or what they hope, right?
Thank
you. So I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But so Bill Allison, right away.
I'm going to share my GoFundMe now.
Yeah, you should, because I would do it. But so he does the Cup of Joe. It's like an email and you get it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've had that ever since he's been on.
Oh, cool.
And Mark, too. So just recently when we gave something, I wrote him a note and I said, you got to be on the podcast again, but also when are you going to come and talk at Rock Church? And he wrote me back. Yeah,
we got to get Bill back. Yeah.
You know,
I love Bill.
I tried to get him
awesome.
I tried to get him for Mission Peoria this year. but he's in another camp, at another camp. Oh. So I'm actually booking him for next year so we get him. So.
Oh, yeah.
He's an incredible communicator.
Plus, he was here.
Yeah. Yes.
Might have been one, not the first, but you hadn't done many where they were here.
Yeah.
So that in was studio, Dave Mudd.
Most of them are via Zoom.
Yeah. But so that is probably my favorite. But also, I know there's two, there might be three with Dave Jane. Because I know who he is, but I didn't know him. And I knew you guys were good friends, but oh my. Yeah,
Dave who?
Kidding.
Yeah.
Looks kind of like Andy.
Sounds kind of like Andy, too.
Your story when you were at Sam's. Oh my God.
Those were really fun episodes.
I was dying, and then I make Mark listen to it.
Well, I think the classic with Dave was when we did the Christmas one, and he came out in the elf outfit.
I
remember us recording that, and when he came around the corner, I was because we wanted it was
they
a Christmas
stayed
thing.
In it.
Oh yeah, we had Christmas shirts on, right?
Sweaters. Yeah,
and so
jumpers.
I said to him, I said to you, do you have anything? He goes, I haven't got anything. So I go upstairs to the dream, and the only thing I can find is an elf costume.
Oh my gosh!
So I am upstairs laughing in the office because I know he'll go with it, and this is the most ridiculous thing he's ever going to put on. It was golden. That was the Christmas edition from 2023. So if you want to go back and check that out.
Oh, definitely. Yes. Anybody.
On YouTube. Yes.
On YouTube. Because you got to see it. Oh, yeah, you need that on YouTube for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I liked when you guys were live, like at the, what was it, at the big church out north. It was for the Dream Center.
Oh, the Love Peoria
Not
night.
Not this year, because I didn't know about it ahead of time, but when Pastor King...
Yeah, when we interviewed my dad.
Because I was waiting for you to
have
your dad.
When we interviewed my dad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been waiting for him to be on.
Yeah, that was special.
Yeah.
Because it was the Dream Center's 20-year anniversary or 25-year anniversary.
Yeah. 20-year,
Yeah.
That was a good night, too.
It was.
What has been your... I know you've mentioned those two. Any that surprised you? Like, oh, man, I didn't know about that.
Oh, well, quite a few of them are like, because I really don't know a lot of the people and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a tough question.
Yeah, because a lot of them really did, how good they were. One is the very first time, because I kind of hesitate saying names, which I wish I could think of more, but J.D. Walt, the very first time he was on with you guys, do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, because it was like 8 hours.
But you know, because I remember telling
he
you.
He was so kind, he just gave us his time.
He was just like...
So it was so rich.
And normally he'd be like way over my head with, you know...
He's a theologian.
But he just seemed like such a Tennessee guy. Just, you know, I've enjoyed it the whole time. And then I thought, how long? It was even longer, and he probably talked more that you guys maybe had to trim. I don't know. But
You know who else was like that? Leland.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. He just... Throughout the clock, man.
He was good. Talking about playing soccer.
Yeah, he's in my fantasy football soccer league. But I've reached out to him recently to get him back on because he's got an album coming out and things like that.
Yeah.
So he's doing a lot of stuff. So, but he, I think what surprised us with Leland was, and I don't know why we think that this, but the depth of what he knew as far as scripture and... So when he writes a song, it's not just, you know, about the clouds or whatever. Like
it's not fluff.
Yeah, it's deep and it's thought through. And, you know, I really appreciate that with Leland and some of the other guys we've had on that, you know.
Yeah, who else? Yeah. Who else do you like?
Really, the British guys. That's kind of cool to have people from, you know, other places. Like the one lady you knew in England, but she's in Australia.
Angela.
His good friend, Angela. Yeah, we've had her on
Haven't
twice.
Haven't she twice? That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's always a tough one because...
It's like at midnight.
Yeah.
That's so nice of her.
We have to figure out timing and all that.
Yes.
Well, because it's her that's on at midnight,
We're having somebody within the next month or so... From South Africa, so that one came into the time thing came into play as well. But
and you have to have Veronica and Terry maybe like when they build their building and everything.
Right, the ocean is in Africa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's it's one of those things that me and Chuck talk about a lot, that it can get tough constantly getting folks on. You can get anyone on a podcast, right?
Right.
But bringing people on who are making a difference, who are, you know, staying within what we're talking about. We have, and I'll be honest with you, we have a lot of people reach out to us asking to be on the podcast, which for us, that's a turnoff. Like, you know, wouldn't you say there are some that we have had on because we're like, yeah, this would be a great story, but there's some that have come on.
And I mean, there are people that have platforms that have books out, and we've had agents reach out to us and publishing companies, and of course, that's routine, and we want to have those kind of people on.
Yeah.
But I think what you're meaning is sometimes just an individual who's like, hey, I think I would be a good guest because, you know, I sell shoes and I tell people about Jesus. Yeah, or, you know what I mean? I mean, you know what I mean? But sometimes it's we want it to be a story that's really going to impact. And so is that kind of what you mean? Like,
that's what I meant. Like,
because we're open to if somebody makes a suggestion, but
yeah, self-advertising.
Sometimes you can tell it's not that they want to share their story. They want to be heard or seen.
Yeah.
And usually you can kind of spot that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. But yeah, we've had some great conversations. And has there ever been a guest where while listening or watching that you got emotional?
Yeah, although I will never be able to think of who it was.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, we've had some really intense conversations.
Yeah, we have.
Some people
Mitch McVicker was, I really liked his.
Yeah. And
have things in common. And then when he was just here, that was so good.
We had him at the church, and he shared. He's a unique guy, and I really like him. But if you missed that episode, he was in the vehicle that took the life of the late, great Rich Mullins.
Yeah.
And it really is a powerful story.
Yeah.
And a gut-wrenching story.
Yeah, and he went through his own battles, and I think still is, from that. Being in the vehicle... Medically, it was a long journey. I mean, he was in Peoria for a while because a lot of people don't know the Rich Mullins car crash was just outside of Peoria.
Yep.
And Mitch, obviously Rich passed away, but Mitch was then in OSF, which is a hospital here in Peoria. And that was, you know, I remember that, like the local...
A lengthy stay, yeah.
Local radio station, they were... keeping everyone informed on how he was doing. And I know back then he came back and did a concert with them and a lot of different things. And that was a good one for sure.
It really was. So any episodes that made you laugh out loud?
Apart from Dave Jane.
And Bill Allison.
Oh, yeah. We got crazy with Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times, though, but again, I could not possibly think of anybody.
Well,
but
let me ask
a
you
lot
this.
Of times.
Okay, most podcasts, the host don't do an intro and outro like we do each week,
right?
A lot of times, if you listen to a podcast, it is simply an interview.
Yeah.
But ours, it really is, our podcast goes beyond the scope of interviewing our guest. We always have a guest, but we always do some banter at the beginning, banter at the end. We do Tate and his mate. Mm-hmm. So do you enjoy that part, or do you just mainly like just the guest?
No, I just skip when just you guys are on.
All right.
Of course I like that. Of course I do.
Whoa.
I
mean, yeah. Cut!
That's the best. No, I got to say, if I didn't have time, a lot of times I... where I'm with my earbuds on walking. Yeah, that was how I did it at first, always. I'd be walking, listening to it. But I got to say that I have, when I didn't have time, I wasn't going to listen to the whole thing. I got to say that I've gone to the end just to see Tate and his mate.
See?
Just to hear Tate and his
mate. That's cool.
But I always watch. I have not missed any of them. You'd think I have because I can't even think of, like, names.
Oh, no, don't worry. We're the same. I mean, we'll be like, what was that guy's name we had on there? Just because there's so many. And we record normally three in one day. So, you know, by the end of the day, we're like, what was that first guy we had on today?
Yeah, I know. I'm always telling Chuck, I was like, that was really good. And he goes, who was it? You know?
Well, we're getting close to 200.
Yeah,
we really are.
It's
we're
a lot.
We're winding it down, and
not winding it down though.
We're winding it up. Oh, we're cranking it up. So, in fact, we're not going to say who, but we have a guest on next week. His story is unlike any stories
we've never had
that we've had.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, it's gonna be
yeah,
really all that
good.
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah. So don't miss next week's.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't we do this? Susan's got a Tate and his mate. Hold on, we've got to do the music.
Here we go.
Bit of London calling. She has got a word. All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. She's got a word. So again,
I'm trying
again
to think of put let it me, in context.
Let me just explain it again.
You even said what Andy says every time. Let me put it in context. You want me to put it in context?
Okay, let me put it in context. So this is where she's going to throw an English word at you.
Okay.
And you have got to try and guess what it means. Because it's a word that is not used.
No.
In the U.S.
No. Because some of them have been, but... Okay, well, I'm going to tell you where I saw this one was on the Bake Off, but now I've heard it several times on the shows. And they were talking about, they were making something, and it was, you know, she's making something. She goes, well, this is a bit of a faff. So it's F-A-F.
This is a bit of a faff.
A faff.
Faff. This is a bit
or
of
you
a
could
faff.
Say, how
or you could
say,
stop faffing
stop
around.
Stop faffing around.
Stop faffing around.
You got to be careful with that. Did you do the bell? Like, oh, great. I got beeped.
Stop around.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to go straight to the prayer. this is a bit of a... I was going to say this is a bit of a mess, so maybe quit messing around. Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Somewhat. Faffing around.
Faffing around. Quit messing around. Quit goofing around. Quit jacking around. Right?
Well, yeah, I see what
he's
you
off,
mean.
See, he's off. He's off.
I see what you mean. It's close, kind of, but...
You want me to tell you? Yeah. Well, you do you want to tell him?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember exactly what... I mean, I know what it is, but...
Wait a minute. You don't even know
what it is. But he has it, actually.
The exact. The exact is to make a fuss over nothing.
Oh,
so stop faffing around. Stop worrying about it.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't. So I was wrong.
Yeah, you were.
That one doesn't count though.
Again,
it
was close.
Or whatever.
Man.
That was good.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm gonna have
to use that. Quit faffing around.
What was the one that I sent that you used and you didn't get it, and then you were like 0-1 or 0-2? I actually kind of felt bad about that.
I can't remember.
Yeah. I know. I don't remember.
I mean.
Yeah. I write them down. I'm insane.
She's a super fan.
Yeah, actually, Mark with the faff, and we're just watching it again. Mark goes, "That would be a good one." You're right.
Now we got him perking up his ears during shows.
Like, well, my wife's the same. She's like, "We don't say that over here." I'm like,
"Yeah."
So I've got a notes thing that I just keep, you know. So yeah, well, Susan, we want to thank you for coming on to Revival Town today.
You're very welcome.
We've had fun, and I know that everyone that's been listening has had fun as well. And listen, please tell people about the show. We don't just do it just to kill time on a Friday once a month recording these. We really, truly want to help people. We want them to have fun, have a bit of a laugh, but also see and hear from people that are changing the world and that it can encourage others to change the world as well.
Right, absolutely.
So thank you again for...
I tell everybody.
Oh.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much,
so Susan. Can't wait to have your lemon drizzle cake.
And dip.
Oh, and dip. Oh,
yeah, they don't exactly go together, but...
Yeah, what's the dip called? Is there just...
It's
Mark's
not.
Dip?
It's really just a packet of something.
It's like a spicy chip dip.
Yeah. It's just actually a thing, but it's just that he adds peppers and we add cheese to it.
Do I need to... You're drooling. Do I need to come and... you know, ooh, wipe your mouth off.
Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah.
We're going to get the smoker out pretty soon.
Whoa! Make you a pork bowl. I hear angels singing. Yeah.
That's even better than cherry pie bars, a pork butt in the smoker. That's funny. Oh, my gosh.
My goodness. Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to Revival Town today. Guys, thanks, we're looking at that camera. Why don't we give a wave? Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Revival Town Podcast. Make sure you're following us on social media and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, head on over to RevivalTownPodcast.com.